Prosecutors: Man broke into Chicago FBI headquarters from roof to demand money. By Amy Furr on February 15, 2024. A man scaled the roof to break into the Federal Bureau of Investigations, FBI, Chicago field office headquarters in October, federal prosecutors said Wednesday. The suspect, identified as Antonio Hammond, 37, allegedly breached the security perimeter not once, but twice over a period of a few hours, authorities said, per a CWV Chicago report. Images show the man involved in the case, who has been charged with depredation of U.S. government property. A recent complaint from a Federal Protective Service inspector said the man initially scaled the building's outside fence just before 7 p.m. on October 22. The suspect allegedly climbed onto the roof of a building at the complex. Dispatchers alerted the inspector of the situation. When the inspector allegedly found him on his perch, the suspect reportedly began yelling that the agency owed him some money. The official recognized the suspect because he had previously cited him for disturbing the peace at the Kluczynski Federal Building, the CWV Chicago report said. Once the man climbed down from the roof, emergency crews transported him to a local hospital to undergo a mental check. The outlet continued. Just 3 hours later, Hammond returned to FBI headquarters, scaled the fence, climbed over a second fence, and then made his way to the main entrance. Surveillance video shows he violently pulled on the doors until they broke open, the agent alleged. He pushed through a second set of doors to access the lobby. At one point, police officers saw him rattling the doors and ordered him to stop. Hammond allegedly replied, "F the police," and continued to force his way in. Officials say the suspect picked up a phone and dialed 0 to talk to someone with the FBI's Internal Operations Center. However, when Chicago police officers arrived at the scene, the man was taken into custody. Social media users shared their thoughts on the incident, one person writing, "Embarrassing for the FBI," while another person said, "Even the FBI is not safe." Per to the CWV Chicago article, the complaint said he permanently damaged the front door's lock mechanisms, which cost $14,182 to repair, $4,484 in parts and assembly, and $9,698 in labor and other fees, according to the filing. It is important to note that Democrat-run Chicago has been suffering from rampant crime. Breitbart News recently reported that a woman who tried to sell her cell phone to a buyer through Facebook Marketplace on February 1 became the victim of a robbery in the Chicago suburb known as Worth. In addition, prosecutors recently said a Chicago man on parole for two separate murder cases attacked his ex-girlfriend's boyfriend with a machete in January.